Welcome to the Tune Into You Meditation Podcast, where you can take a few moments to tap in, turn on, and come alive from the inside out with your guide, self-love specialist, Jennifer DeVue.
This meditation is all about letting go of the past. Sometimes the events of the past can be painful. Sometimes the events of the past seem to sneak up on us in situations where we'd rather be clear, calm, confident. Sometimes we don't even realize how those emotions of the past are resurfacing in the way that we feel now, that we think is about what's happening now, but it's really our bodies trying to protect us from what happened before. But you're here right now because you know that holding on to the past is holding you back. When we create our lives from the past, we limit the possibilities for change that are ultimately available to us in every moment. So how do we let go of the past, especially when the past seems so important to us? I want you to take these next few moments to follow me in this guided meditation to create a future beyond the past, a future that includes all the lessons, all the gold, but that leaves behind the limitations that you've outgrown. So go ahead and get comfortable, either sitting up or lying down. And when you're ready, you can let your eyes drift closed. I'd like us to begin today by imagining a beautiful place, a place of adventure, a place to explore, like the scene from a fairy tale. And you can see yourself like your favorite character. In the beginning of the story, when it seems like all the odds are against them. And while we can see that they are a good person, again and again, the world seems to throw obstacles in their path. And we watch this character fumble and make mistakes. Slowly stumbling through. At every turn, merely doing the best they can with what they know. We fall in love with these characters. Again and again, they find their ways into our hearts. We see ourselves in these characters and the way they fumble and the choices they make. Sometimes they frustrate us. Sometimes we wish we could yell at them, let them know, don't do it. But over and over we follow their stories, rooting for their victory at every turn. We hope for a better future for them than anything that they've experienced before, and we know that it's possible. We see what they could become if they would only allow themselves to believe in the possibilities. And often in these stories, they do. Some wise, loving guide comes to their aid and lets them know that everything they need to succeed is within. And that simple act of believing in a new possibility turns the tides, changes their trajectory, and creates the hero we ultimately admire and adore. I know that that wise, loving guide is within you. It's that voice in the silence, that feeling in your chest that tells you everything's gonna be okay. That part of you that whispers, I know you're a good person. Even in the moments when you don't listen. That wise, loving guide lives within you, rooting for you every moment. And as you contemplate the journey of your own life's adventure, and perhaps for the first time see how each obstacle you have overcome, I'd like you to imagine your life like a trail stretching out before you. So many treasures, so many people to meet, guides and challengers alike. And as you walk this path in your imagination, you can feel the weight of the past experiences that you've carried with you. The past hurts, the betrayals, weighing you down like a backpack of stones. Each step you take, heavier, slower than the last. And so I'd like you to pause take a moment to stop and pull this backpack down from your shoulders. And one by one, pull out these stones. Each one a person or an experience that's just weighing you down. And I want you to question, if I believe in this stone, what does it stop me from believing is possible in the future? What are all the possibilities that this past experience or person has kept from me? And then just set that stone down on the path and leave it there. And when the bag is empty, you can put it back on your shoulders knowing that it's free now for you to fill up with only those things that will nourish you on your journey. Those treasures you find along your way. And if you ever doubt, if you ever wonder what to bring and what to leave behind, I want you to ask that wise, loving inner guide. The still small voice within. That sees the whole journey from beginning to end. That knows what you are truly capable of. And will change your trajectory if you allow it. If you allow yourself even for a moment to believe in the possibilities that you've never yet known. And I'm not sure what these new possibilities might be. But you may find yourself tomorrow or in a few days from now a little more open, a little more receptive to seeing things in a new way, to seeing how the future doesn't have to be like the past. You are brand new in each moment. And as you let that sink in, you can take a few deep breaths. And when you're ready, you'll come back to the room and open your eyes. But before you get back to your day, I invite you to take a few moments to appreciate you for taking this time to tune in to you. Thank you so much for everyone who's already responded to my invitation to Patreon. I would love to create some longer meditations and some healing sessions exclusively for those of you who are interested in joining the Tune Into You community on Patreon. If that's something you would love for me to create, please don't hesitate to reach out jennifer@jennifervu.com and send me a message so that I know that you are interested in me putting together a Patreon page just for you.